With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Israeli military has confirmed the death of a 19-year-old woman who was kidnapped by Hamas back on October 7th.
The Israelis have now officially confirmed and informed the family of that fallen soldier that she died. Now, there are still almost 240 people who are being held hostage by Hamas. Now, as we understand it, there are ongoing talks at a fairly advanced stage about potentially freeing up to 100 women and children held captive by Hamas and its affiliates in Gaza in return for a similar number of Palestinian prisoners being freed. But once again, those talks have not been finalized, and we await a progress report on where we are with that.
The report from the BBC's Mark Lowen. Meanwhile, Palestinian authorities have proposed a Red Cross-supervised evacuation of a hospital that's surrounded by fighting in Gaza. Health officials there warn that the only way to save 36 newborns trapped there would be to call for a ceasefire and get them out. In Washington, D.C. today, tens of thousands of people expected to attend a March for Israel, the rally co-sponsored by Christian and Jewish groups. Also at SRNNews.com, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says Congress needs to resolve the budget debate and avoid a government shutdown.
A shutdown is something that poses an unnecessary economic headwind in a moment when the U.S. economy is doing well and moving in the right direction. So it's critical that House Republicans do their job and work in a bipartisan manner so we sustain this progress.
Yellen spoke at the start of the APEC summit in San Francisco. The global trade event is drawing global leaders from the Asia-Pacific region this week. Tomorrow, President Biden will travel there and hold face-to-face talks with China's leader. This is SRN News. China stepping up its efforts to co-opt Christianity, as we hear now from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The country's Ethnic and Religious Affairs Committee has hosted a major gathering of religious officials in Beijing aimed at furthering the sinicization of Christianity. To sinicize something is to make it more Chinese in character or form. In practical terms, it's an effort by the Communist Party to bend Christianity to its purposes and make it subservient to the will of the government. The conference has been followed by a fresh wave of persecution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Department of Education officials held a meeting with Jewish leaders yesterday, briefing them on efforts to address a rash of anti-Semitism on America's college campuses. Nathan Diament of the Orthodox Union tells the Jewish Telegraphic Agency they realize this is a crisis, but we're still looking to them to be as aggressive as possible and as proactive as possible. This is SRN News. Residents of an Icelandic town struck by hundreds of earthquakes have briefly been allowed back to their homes to collect belongings as a volcanic eruption is still expected.
The real worry at the moment is this town of Grindavik. And while they are very used to seismic activity, to have a whole town evacuated and fears that it could actually be destroyed or partially destroyed, that hasn't happened, I'm told by locals, for around 50 years. Often these eruptions go on quite far from where people actually live. So it's actually caused quite a lot of upset across the country because, of course, it is a relatively small country in terms of the size of its population.
The BBC's Jessica Parka reporting. A Moscow court has fined Google for failing to store personal data on its Russian users. It's the latest in a series of fines on the tech giant amid tensions with the West over the fighting in Ukraine. More details at SRNNews.com.